Blog Talk Radio. Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you are rejoicing in the Lord at this time. Praise God. Knowing what he has done for all of us. A great time to be rejoicing in the Lord. You are listening to God's Favorites Ministry, praise God, coming to you live on this Christmas Eve to rejoice in the Lord all the way, praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, excuse me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. If you are not at rest this season, come to Jesus. He's calling. He's urging. All of us, whatever we may face in this life, whatever we may be going through in this life, because he said we would have trials and tribulations. But we can surely come to him. And that is so good. That is so wonderful. That is so great. Praise God. He loved us enough to come in the flesh, in a lowly manger, to give up all that he had for us. Praise God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Lord God, we are so grateful, Jesus, for you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. We are so, oh God, we are just overwhelmed, God. And we cannot thank you enough, God, because you came to save us. Save us from our sins. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for coming as a humble lamb. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much. Praise God. Oh God, no one has ever loved us like you have, God. Thank you, Lord. You gave your all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Father, which is in heaven. Praise God. Gave his only begotten Son. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh God, touch each one, oh God, that may be going through something tonight. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that they will be refreshed and renewed in you, Lord. Touch them, Lord God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Oh God, heal, Lord, set free, deliver. Oh God, you are all that and more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we are rejoicing in you. And Lord, we know, God, you can cause every heart, oh God, oh God, that's downcast, to be uplifted. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name, praise his name. Oh, we glorify that name, which is above every other name. And in that name there is power. Oh, praise God. We thank you for that power. Oh, praise God. Oh, it's over everything. It has dominion. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are God, and there is none other like you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you. Oh, we cannot thank you enough. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God. I pray this season that you are with family and or wherever you may be, if not with family, that your light is shining, that you are excited, and that an excitement is just bursting out through you of what the Savior has done. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to start off tonight by reading a few cards, Christmas cards that came my way. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is so good to hear from so many across the way. We don't send many cards anymore, but some of us do. Praise God. This one says, do you believe in miracles? Then think back on this scene, a carpenter, a virgin, and the baby in between. And praise God for the miracle he gave us on that day, the miracle of Jesus Christ, the light, the word, the way. May your heart and life be warmed by the light of miracles, the light of hope, the light of God, infinite love. Praise God. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful quote. Praise God. Another one says, praise God. Love so amazing. With their ears, the shepherds heard the glorious proclamation that the Savior was born. With their eyes, they looked upon the Word who became flesh and dwelt among them. With their hearts, they rejoiced in the gift of God's amazing love. Praise God. May your Christmas and your New Year be filled with amazing love. For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another one reads, the angel of the Lord came down and glory shone all around. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly joy, great joy. Matthew 2:10. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. This one, beautiful one too. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:11. May the blessings of this Christmas bring you peace and hope throughout the new year. Great card. Praise God. The heart of Christmas. The heart of Christmas is love. The love Jesus gives us to share with others. The love that makes each of us special to Him. May the heart of Christmas, the love of Jesus, the joy of grace, and the peace of God be yours today and always. Bless Christmas. Praise God. Another one says, praise God. Oh, they are so beautiful. The cards are so beautiful. Sometimes I just hate to get rid of them, and I'll hold them sometime for years, and then I'll go back. But it's just, cards are so beautiful. This one reads, says, this Christmas, I'd like to thank you with all my heart for giving me the gift of your friendship. Thank you with all my heart for giving me the gift of your friendship. It is sweet and wonderful and so much fun to be blessed with a friend like you. I thank you for absolutely everything. I am so grateful for the steady, strong, and incredible precious connection between us. It is so reassuring and reaffirming to have you in my life. Thank you for providing so much encouragement and support for helping me find my joy wherever it gets lost, for listening to my innermost thoughts, and for simply being there through it all. So many moments are brighter because of you, and so many days just shine. One of the things I love most about my life is being your friend, and I hope, I love having you as mine with warmest Christmas wishes, and especially for you. Wonderful, wonderfully, beautifully read, praise God. Hallelujah. Another beautiful card says, O holy star of Christmas, so twinkly and so bright, shine down with hope and peace and joy to bless our world tonight. Wishing you a Christmas as bright as his star, as perfect as his peace, and as warm as his wonderful blessing. May you continuously be blessed in your family too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless all of these people, Lord Jesus, that send their cards. This one said, my Christmas list of blessings. My Christmas list is more than just a way to keep track of all the special people God brought into my life to love. It is like a treasure scrapbook filled with pleasant memories of all the time God answered prayer through friends and family. Every name's a touchstone that leads to a place and time where God has used another's heart to reach out and touch mine. It may have happened years ago or even yesterday, but every person on my list has changed my life in some way. Through simple conversation, a warm hug, or shared meal, every person on my list has helped me grow or heal, or laugh, or love, or learn, or smile. The blessing never ends as God allows our paths to cross as family and friends. So please know that this greeting is more than a Christmas wish. It's a thank you card to God for putting on my list. Each and every one whose name I've come to hold so dear, those whom shared me Christmas joy each day of the year. What a wonderful card. What a beautiful card. Such a beautiful card. We thank everybody that have shared cards with us. And we just pray God's blessings upon you. We pray that this coming new year will be a blessing to you, that God will pull out even the more than what you saw in 2017. 2018 is a new beginning. 2017, as I look back over it, had a lot of bloodshed, a lot of tragedies. But now we're going forward, and we're looking into a better year, better years. Praise God. 2018 gonna bring more joy and more peace and more hope, more faith, more encouragement. Praise God. Hallelujah. The star, which they had seen in the east, went before them till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Praise God. We're going to read out of the book of Matthew right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. And because we are so excited and elated about our Jesus, the birth of Jesus. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, they was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Aren't you excited now? Praise God. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. Jesus. You know we ought to call that name even more, Jesus. That Jesus is more than anything that we can call on in our time. Praise God. Let's proceed on. Chapter 2. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. Praise God. Oh, it's so good to worship him. Praise God. And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I bring thee word, for Herod seeketh the child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I call my son. Then Herod,
when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth. He was mad. And sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inspired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. And when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came unto the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that at night that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, he shall be called a Nazarene. Praise God. They sought to kill him. They sought to kill Jesus. And they didn't stop until they had hung him on that cross. But thank God. Thank God for Jesus. He didn't stay in the grave. He is our risen Savior. Praise God. Oh, we are so blessed people. We are such a blessed people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to read Luke's gospel. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Luke. Praise God. And we're going to read a little bit of that. Praise God. How the angel appeared to Mary. How the angel appeared to Mary. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with the Lord. I say to you tonight, fear not. Fear not. Praise God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Jesus. I just can't ring that enough in your mind tonight that it will just go through you throughout. Praise God, Jesus. And he shall be great and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Praise God. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Praise God. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? How would you feel? The angel spoke to you in that context. Think about God, angels is all the way around us, keeping us, praise God. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. God is encouraging us tonight. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Praise God. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then Mary goes and she visits Elizabeth. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah. And entering into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe lifted to my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Then Mary sung. We should always sing and praise the Lord, for we were created to praise him. Praise God. We was created to praise him. So Mary's song was, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Praise God. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. That includes you and I. His blessing is upon us. Praise God. His mercy and his grace. Praise God. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has made sent them empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. He spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Praise God. Praise God. Also, let's look down here at the birth of Jesus in Luke's gospel. Praise God. And it came to pass in those days that there went a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went into be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his spouse, espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Oh, can you imagine? What a beauty. Praise God. What a wonder. Oh, praise God. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, fear not. They were so afraid because they didn't know what was going on. But the angel said, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Praise God. Hallelujah. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, and you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. They wanted to go see this. I would have wanted to go too. Praise God. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered in her heart. She had to think about what was going on, praise God. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that were they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be call holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon. Simeon? And in the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Praise God. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Jesus Christ. God was speaking back in that time. Sure, he is speaking now. Praise God. God wants us to hear him speak. Praise God. And it came by the Holy Spirit unto the temple. And when the parent brought him, the child Jesus, to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou servant depart in peace according to thy word, for thine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of them. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. She was a widow about 84 years old, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and praying night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spoke of him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had form all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned unto Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon them. Praise God. Oh, you know, this many times we look at different movies about Jesus. We read many stories about Jesus. It never grows old. It's always a fresh and a new in our hearts. Praise God. It is such a blessing that we have one that have loved us so much, that has been spoken of from the beginning to the end of this Bible. He always was. He always will be. He's God. He's Jesus. He's the Holy Ghost. Oh, we can just praise him and praise him and praise him and praise him. We should never get enough. Because he's God. Praise God. He's everything that we need, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. There are many songs that has been sung, but still, he's still God. He's there for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. He's a healer. He's everything that we need. Praise God. One of the songs was, while shepherds watch their flock, while shepherds watch their flock by night, all seated on the ground the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone all around. And glory shone all around. Praise God. Hallelujah. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread has seized thy troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find, to human view displayed, all mainly wrapped in swallowing bands and in a manger laid. All glory be to God on high, and to the earth be peace, goodwill, henceforth from heaven to men begin and never cease. Praise God. God, if you want to speak to your people, and I know you will tonight, God, as they focus upon you, praise God. Father, touch someone's heart tonight. Just like the angel appeared, oh God, to Mary. God, I know you're still the same God that you were back then. You're the same God. You're the same God right now. Oh, praise God. And God, we love you. We just love you, Lord, for what you have done. Oh God, and many things, we are in great expectation of you, Lord, because we know, God, oh Father God, you are steady pouring out your spirit upon us, Lord. Oh God, we love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The songs say, oh little town of Bethlehem, how still we see their light. They lie above the deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by. Yet in the dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hope of the fear and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given, so God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in the world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Emmanuel. Praise God. The angels are still praising God. They are still bowing at the throne, and we should be too.
praising God for all that he has done.
Excuse me.
Praising God. Because he's so awesome. He's so great. And he's so mighty
for what he has done for us. I can't stress that enough. What God has done for us. And what he is still doing for us.
Because he is seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Praise God. He is making intercession for us. Blessed King.
Praise God.
Oh, praise God. One song said, "We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel afar. Fields of fountains, moor and mountains, following yonder star. Born a king in Bethlehem plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceased and never, over us all to reign. Frankincense to offer have I, incense on a deity nigh. Prayer and praising all the angels, all the men raising, worshiping him, God on high. Myrrh is mine, it's bitter perfume. Breathe a life gathering gloom. Sorrowing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Peals through the earth and sky. Praise God. We should be praising him. We should be giving glory and honor to God. Because, I stress it again, because of what he has done. He is not a babe. He's not going to be born tonight. He's already came over 2,000 years ago. And now he is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us again. He's urging us and helping us to come on to be with him. One day we shall see him in all of his beauty. One day he said he will split that eastern sky and his feet shall touch that mountain to come back to get his children. When he left us, he didn't leave us alone. He said he was going to prepare a mansion for us there where he is, that we may be also. Right now he's pleading our cause to the Father, saying, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Praise God. God is so awesome. Praise God. He is so, God wants us to know him in the fullness of his grace, that this grace that I'm speaking of tonight is going to usher us by his grace, usher us all the way. Praise God. He will not leave us comfortless, but he has given us the comforter, and the comforter lives inside of us. And the comforter is the Holy Spirit to help us in every way possible. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Praise God. I say to you tonight, if you have not accepted Jesus into your heart, tonight is the night that you should call upon him and say, Lord, come into my heart. Touch me, Lord, in a mighty way. Oh, God, just like you did Mary, just like you did Joseph, just like you did the men of old, the women of old, thus you allowed an angel to come and visit. Truly, God, you are still God. Truly, God, you are still love. Truly, God, oh, God, yes, oh, Father, you are still who you said you will be to me. Make God a personal to you tonight, a personal, a commitment to him. Praise God, because he loves you. There's no one that God does not love. Oh, you may say, well, those people may have done some serious things. He still loves them. We are all his. He made all of us in his own image. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he knows when each one of us is ready, then he will draw us by his Spirit. But right now he's pleading the cause. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, I'm so glad that you were here with me tonight on this glorious and wonderful night. From this whole hour, we've just mainly been into the Word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thanks for all the cards. Oh, they were so wonderful that I read out tonight. Thank everyone that sent cards. They are so beautiful, and they are so wonderful. And I just pray God's blessings upon you. Praise God, that you be blessed during this holiday season, that you will not run into, that the devil won't try to throw any boomerangs on you. Praise God. The devil can't throw back anything that will try to, praise God, cause you to have to go into a hospital or anything of that sort. Praise God, the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we just thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. Praise God. May we pray. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you for this time that we are with you, Lord God. We thank you, God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, God. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone, oh God, going to have a blessed Christmas tomorrow, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, that they will have a great time with their loved one. What happened to my computer? The devil is a liar. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what? My computer went off. Just pray that you have a blessed time with your loved ones. Praise God. We back. Praise God. And that you be blessed. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you this Christmas morning when you wake up and when you get ready to go out and visit with your loved ones. Praise God. And I pray that will be blessed and your loved ones will be blessed because so many people will be with family, praise God, which I will myself. My son has requested that I be with him this Christmas. And praise God, whoever you may be with, friends, family, have a joyful time, but sure enough, keep Jesus in your heart and keep praising him, praise God. Oh, just even if you're not praising him out loud, keep him in your heart and just, oh, ponder the words and things that I've read to you tonight, praise God, and let Jesus be the center. Let Jesus be the center of everything that goes on. May you be blessed now, and may you have a glorious time in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. A quick Christmas cheer.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless you now. Bye-bye.